New Jersey U.S. Representative Mikey Sherrill and former state assemblyman and 2021 gubernatorial nominee Jack Cittarelli easily won their respective Democratic and Republican primaries this week, setting up an interesting open governor's race in the autumn. The eventual general election winner will succeed term-limited Governor Phil Murphy at the beginning of 2026. Ms. Sherrill defeated Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop, Newark Mayor Roz Baraka, U.S. Representative Josh Gottheimer, Sean Spiller, the Montclair Mayor and Teachers Union President, and former State Senate President Stephen Sweeney with 34% of the vote. On the Republican side, Mr. Cittarelli was renominated with a 68% victory over radio talk show host Bill Spadia and State Senator John Bramnick. Turnout was much higher in this election for both parties than it was in the most recent competitive Democratic and Republican primaries in the state. Representative Sherrill begins the general election cycle as the favorite in what is typically a reliable Democratic state of New Jersey. Staying in the Garden State, former Congressman Tom Malinowski, who lost his seat in 2022 to Republican U.S. Representative Tom Kaine Jr., says he has, quote, no plans, unquote, to enter the crowded Democratic field to compete for his old seat. He is apparently on the list, however, of potential candidates to run in a special election for District 11 should Ms. Sherrill win the general election for governor. Tennessee GOP Congressman Mark Green, who originally said he would not seek re-election in 2024 but then recanted, now says he will resign from the House after the Big Beautiful Bill is enacted. Mr. Green says he will leave Congress to accept an opportunity in the private sector. Upon the congressman resigning, Governor Bill Lee will schedule a special election once the vacancy becomes official. New York U.S. Representative Richie Torres made an interesting comment when asked if he would enter next year's Democratic gubernatorial primary. The congressman indicated that an Andrew Cuomo victory in the New York City mayoral primary campaign, to be decided at the end of June, would be a determining factor as to whether he will run for governor. He did not explain why Mr. Cuomo's political status affects his decision to run statewide. Last week, Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado announced that he will challenge Governor Kathy Hochul for the Democratic nomination. Turning to New Mexico, Democratic Lieutenant Governor Howie Morales announced that he will not enter the 2026 open gubernatorial campaign. Thus, the Democratic field to succeed term-limited Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is likely set. The group includes former U.S. Interior Secretary and ex-Congresswoman Deb Haaland, Bernalillo County District Attorney Sam Bregman, who is the father of Boston Red Sox star third baseman Alex Bregman, and former Las Cruces Mayor Ken Miyagashima. The eventual Democratic nominee will begin the general election as a clear favorite to win the November 2026 vote. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.